One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome back to We Didn't Read It, everybody. Hey, how are you doing on this beautiful Wednesday? The podcast comes out on a Wednesday.
I could be better.
Why? What's the matter,
buddy? Do you mean you could be better? You want to do an opening title better?
No.
Go, you say it better.
No.
Oh.
I could open this podcast 1,000 times better than that.
Yeah. All right, fine, Ryan. Give us your
opening.
All right,
give us your opening.
All right, ladies and gents, sit down and buckle up, because it's time to sit down and buckle up for the podcast.
I could do that better.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, then let's hear this one.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get into it. Buckle up, because we didn't read it.
He didn't even write half of that. Did you notice that?
I feel like I could do that better.
Okay.
Well. Ready, everybody?
Yes.
Hey, buckle up, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to want to make sure your buckles are on.
Oh.
Pretty good. Now that you've heard all of ours, Grace, do you want to give it one more try? I think you got something else in the can for us.
Buckle up this Wednesday for the most buckles you've ever seen in a room. Buckle Mania.
This is.
We Didn't Read It. And that's who we have in the room, if you couldn't tell, based off our voices.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Grace.
I'm Aiden.
I'm Tommy.
And now that we're sitting here, I'm realizing that it is so hot in this room.
Thank you. It caught up to him. I was sweating my balloonas off. My balloons.
One more.
Oh, okay. My big kahunas, which that one's just
I think
a classic.
That's balls.
My balls.
They came off?
Well, they sweated off.
Oh.
And now Ryan's getting caught up to it with the wetness.
So if I drop mid-pod, keep going.
Which I actually feel bad for Heath. Let's cut to Heath.
Don't feel bad for Heath. He made the costume and put it on.
It has long sleeves. The tail is up, like, ew, it looks so strange.
Can we cover
strange.
The mouth? Just an insane costume, full felt to commit to on a summer day.
Yeah. Also, inside it's just like plastic. I know there's going to be so much condensation on that. You might be able to get out of it easier, though, because you could just slip on out like a
Is it possible to get, turd. Like, can we get a thermometer on you that we have in the top corner of the screen?
And we just see it raise throughout the episode, and then he just hyperventilates.
What are we reading today?
Believe it's Moby Dick.
Okay, all right, cool. I mean, I've never read it, so
I've never read it. I know about the, well, I don't know spoilers, but I know there's a whale involved.
Wait, is that a whale?
Whales used to be a much, much more prominent part of the economy, right? Not in that they bought things,
but that we
but
killed
that
them and
we killed
used them.
Them and used them
for lamps.
Lamps?
Lubber.
It was fuel for lighting early before they came up with electricity.
Honey, put on the whale lamp.
Yeah, there was a full whale in your house.
Yeah.
It was bright, but
houses were bigger back then.
Only for rich people, yeah. Mm-hmm. Was it lubber? Is that the correct term?
They were lubbers.
I thought it was blubber.
Have you guys ever tried to pay with blubber when you forget cash?
No one ever takes it.
Barrels of blubber.
Have you? Where did they accept it?
Kohl's.
Instead of Kohl's cash, you can usually opt for blubber cash.
Yeah, it's like 10,000 barrels is 10 Kohl's cash bucks, I think.
You're getting swindled, buddy. You're getting swindled. That's not a even
exchange.
Value exchange.
I know. Well, I tell you, and I mean, it's like you return something, you can only get 10 bucks in Kohl's cash. You pay for a shirt and you have to pay 40,000 barrels of blubber. I mean, it's like, what's going on here, guys?
And if you don't use it, great gift for the missus.
Oh, anniversary,
oh my
birthday,
God. Yeah.
Wedding, baby shower.
That sounds like a good day to me.
Yeah.
Heath?
Our story begins with Ishmael, a sailor looking for work on a whaling voyage. He stays at an inn for a night in Massachusetts, but the inn is overcrowded, so he must share a bed with Queequeg, a tattooed cannibal harpooner who is also looking to join a whaling ship. The two settle in for the night.
Okay, so just want to go over the list of things before you two settle in. Is so excited to be sharing my home with you two.
Yes, my name is Queeque.
And I am Ishmael. You can call me anytime.
Okay.
And he can call me anytime as well.
Okay. First thing, gotta put the dishes away. We're pretty strict about that.
Don't worry, I don't need dishes for what I eat.
I'll put them away.
You gotta do the laundry. And then also, what was the last rule?
Oh, yeah. No noise.
That's right. So we got the three rules. If you guys can just maintain that, we will be
how much no
out
noise?
Of your hair. 0 decibels.
Well, okay. So you're saying, like, you know, keep the chatter to a minimum when we're in our rooms.
Keep the chatter to a no, none of it. To
no chatter at all.
Oh, like after 1 a.m., no talking, no music.
After this encounter is over, what? Shut up.
Oh, my gosh.
I would say don't move as much as you can.
But we... Okay, we can't move either.
Oh, you're wearing corduroy? Right. Jesus.
I'm wearing, yeah, corduroy and windbreaker.
Oh,
oh my God.
Windbreaker shirt.
We got a baby upstairs.
And I wear bells so people know I'm coming because, well, you know, you don't want me to catch up behind you because I do something to people and I won't tell you about it yet.
I don't think we can offer you a room.
All right, well, we're going to head out. You two, okay? Go upstairs. We'll be. Right. We'll leave.
Let's go.
All right, just be quiet, okay? Just... I'm wearing normal
clothes.
Keep
it down up there!
Oh my gosh, this is as quiet as
I am. Just take the jacket off.
Okay, take the jacket off. Well, I'm not wearing anything under it.
Pum, 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 pum. Okay, they're making a lot of noise. They're making so much noise.
We make all the noise in this house!
Oh my God.
There's only so much noise to go around. And now you know.
Can they hear us?
They're banging pots and pans down there. Is that why they wanted
us to
push the dishes
away? Honey, where's the saw?
I put the saw under the stack of plates. 1 second.
The husband's just making the noises with his mouth.
Yeah, this is strange. We picked the weirdest Airbnb.
Let's just go to bed.
Okay, okay, I'll try.
All right, I'm gonna have the cat work on the piano. Hey, can you guys keep it down up there?
Are you serious?
You're working into our percentage of sound.
Are you recording something?
How can you even hear us over your sound you are producing?
When you talk, when you make so much noise as we do, you begin to really pick up on the small stuff, and we're working on our mindfulness.
Whatever.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Did you just FAART?
Both of you, out of here. Go figure out something to do with your lives.
I am so sorry.
You can't be staying here.
I'm so sorry about the
flatulence. What are you two
going
to do with your lives now that you can't stay here?
Probably. Get on a boat or something like that. I want to kill whales. I'm sick of eating people. I mean...
Queequeg and Ishmael quickly check out of the silence Airbnb, and then they board the Pequod. The crew of the Pequod includes lovable characters such as Stub, Flask, and Starbuck. The crew gets to know each other. Just as the Pequod leaves the harbor, a former whaler turned preacher named Elijah warns that the Pequod is doomed.
The Lord has come to me, and he has told me that the Pequod is doomed. You cannot take that ship out on the ocean, for the Lord has spoken, and he says that the Pequod is doomed.
Oh, please.
The Pequod is doomed.
Haven't you had enough of this? Does anyone want to join me and go on strike? Come on, join me. I'm Starbuck. And
Yeah. I'm Stub. What are we striking?
We're gonna, come on, Elijah is running the ship.
I'm not running no ship, I'm telling you that God does not want you to go out on the waters, for they are choppy.
What the hell are we gonna do then?
He's running out of steam at the end of his sermons.
Yeah.
Did you tell them that we booked the water for the party, so they can't go out on it?
Hey, we need to make money.
I didn't.
We're trying to make a living.
Tell them that. I told them God didn't want them to go.
Oh,
it'll be more effective.
Got it.
Hey.
And the Lord says upon you, get out of the boat. Get out of it.
We're not doing
Amen.
That.
Amen.
But for just like, from like 2 to 7.
Oh 2 God. To 7, get out of the boat, for there is a birthday
There's
party.
There's no way the Lord said that.
Selamakaya.
We should figure out what we want.
Oh, yeah.
What do we want? What do we want?
I want a whale.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Now.
Oh, well, okay, Elijah, I paid you good money to rent this ocean. So if you're not going to in the next I would say 1 minute. I'm taking my business elsewhere.
All right, boys, listen. You want something, a whale, and I want something, the ocean. I have an idea for the both of us, how we can get a little push and pull, how we could get a little what we both want.
You're a seedy little creature.
Hold up, hold up, hold up. We're listening.
Thank you, boys.
You have 10 seconds.
Go out on the boat with me, and then we will go on the ocean, and we will have the birthday party, and we can do that.
Okay, I'm going to give you 30 seconds. You can restart.
You are the crew on my ship. If there's any whales, you kill them. But we have the birthday party on the top deck, and you fish on the bottom deck.
What do we want?
Yes. Yeah. Could we do that?
When do we want it?
Right this evening, from 2 to 7 p.m.
Oh, boy, is that perfect? The Lord has spoken. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. You are going to be my boys on the ship.
We're going to be the preacher's boys on the ship.
Oh, I can't wait for these boys to be on my ship with me.
I'm excited.
And so Elijah's birthday party is a go thanks to the collective bargaining efforts of the crew of the Pequod. The ship sets sail, and once we get out onto open water, guess who comes out onto the quarterdeck? It's Captain Ahab. He walks out with his one leg that's missing because it was eaten by Moby Dick. And he mentions that the true reason for the voyage is to seek revenge on the white whale that took his leg. The first mate to spot Moby Dick will earn a doubloon, which he nails to the mast.
Got it, guys. You get this is your prize. What do you think about that? One doubloon.
God, I can't focus on anything he's saying. Do you see his leg?
Do you see his leg? To it?
One big old doubloon.
I wonder who ate it.
What do you mean you wonder who ate it?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I meant like what? I wonder what ate it. Sorry. Oh, my gosh. Somebody. Wait, the doubloon? We get it?
You get a single dollar.
And how much is that worth in today's currency?
$1.
Oh.
See, what would they get me at the store?
You could buy a whale candle.
Okay, because to me massive. That doesn't seem like it's worth the hassle of killing a whale.
Well, do you know what the equivalent right now of whale blubber to Kohl's cash is?
What is it? What
it's pretty good. It's almost 1-to-1.
So one barrel of whale blubber gets us one Kohl's cash?
Yeah.
And is Kohl's cash, is that like you spend a dollar, you get a dollar off?
And we all know why we're on this voyage today, right?
For Kohl's?
New wardrobe.
What?
Well, the Kohl's cash would come in handy. By the way, I can't help but notice how ripped your other leg is from having only one leg and
the jump.
Yeah, so why is one arm way more ripped than the other?
I'm prepping one to get eaten by a whale, and that's the reason.
Oh, I can help you with that. I can help you with that.
Next question.
Arm getting eaten.
That's why your left arm is really jacked?
Next question.
Okay. I didn't know we were doing a Q&A here. I was
next
just curious.
Question. Before we start out, I'd like to brief everyone with the...
Q&A stands for Queequeg and Ahab.
Q&A.
So, everyone good with that? So, we'll get on this voyage.
We'll kill a whale for some Kohl's cash.
Mm-hmm. And if we see Moby Dick, it's on sight.
Should we keep the weapons like away from the birthday party up there, or?
Yeah, they're so loud.
God, they're so loud.
Oh, I'm vegetarian. I don't feel comfortable killing a whale.
Yeah, we won't kill it.
And so the crew of the Pequod kills their first whale. They lash it to the yardarm and start scooping out buckets of spermaceti.
Spermaceti?
Spermaceti.
Sperm buckets.
When one of the crewmates slices the whale open to get to the spermaceti, he accidentally falls into the head of the whale, which then comes undone from the yardarm and splashes into the sea. Fuck. Queequeg has to dive in to rescue him.
Okay. Oh, shoot, that guy fell in. I'm diving in. I'm about to dive in. Okay.
Welcome to the underwater world of spermaceti.
Oh, this happens every time.
Wait,
no.
We kiss.
Oh,
your lips give me oxygen. We got to do that every 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's not a thing. No. I gave you a breathing device, okay? It had nothing to do with the kiss. I gave
you
a breathing
device. But we should do that
every
5 minutes
nope,
for fun.
Nope, it was not the kiss. I get here. You know what? Here, look.
Yeah.
Stop it!
Okay, put the breathing device back on.
It
was before you kissed me.
Okay.
Shh, what's going on down here?
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Okay.
The breathing device is coming. No, you don't have... Oh,
I needed
God.
That. So it's every 5 minutes we have to do that with
every
each other? With every person here?
Yes, everybody.
Every person here has to kiss.
I think we'll do it in rotation of which order we got in here. I'll kiss him first.
Guys,
he'll kiss
take
you.
A look at this.
Kiss you.
Welcome to this. Oh,
get over here, buddy.
Here you go.
Give him the breathing device.
Yeah. I'm making out with
him. Okay, stop pretending. You have a breathing device. Just okay, yep.
Why did you do...
Did anyone see that nobody kissed him?
I think he was kissing him, though.
I was doing it from over here.
I've been stuck in this whale's head for like 5 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Why good thing we kissed you in time.
Look at this old man.
Wait, where did you say this? You're from where?
Welcome to the underwater world of sperm. A city.
We threw him off with our kissing thing. He had a whole.
I know.
I was trying to get there. No, you know what? It's okay. We're beyond that. I'm so happy to have visitors here in Sperm A City.
And what is your name, fine gentleman?
And I am Eduardo.
Are there any rules about this place? Just so we know.
Well, we know we got to kiss every 5 minutes. Got that down.
Thank you.
He was faking.
How much?
No.
He put his hand up like this before he started drowning.
I did see him dive in. He was wearing swim trunks.
No, I wasn't faking.
Yeah, he was wearing swim trunks. But I would like to know how much noise we can make just to get that off the top.
Okay, we have three rules here.
Yeah, let's hear them.
Number one. Spend a CT. You have to do all your dishes for all the food you eat.
Well, that's probably easy. What with us being underwater?
Yeah, I'll just throw it.
Yeah. Okay.
Number two. Gotta do your laundry.
Absolutely.
It's water laundry, though. It's not what you're used to, right? You don't dry it. You wet it at the end.
Oh, interesting.
We dry clean, and then it goes in the wetting machine.
Oh. It's the opposite. Got it.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not that
complicated. Cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't
that good? Yeah.
I love this world building.
Would you guys like an air bottle, by the way?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. I'll just kiss.
Oh, okay. My God. Guys, you got to stop with the kissing. It doesn't mean anything.
Is there one last rule?
Did you just come from that freaking party up there? I'm so annoyed because the party has been making so much noise.
Are you sleeping? Are you guys sleeping?
Yes.
Is it opposite when it's daytime there? It's nighttime here.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why it's so dark underwater.
We thought we were like out at sea. Like we thought no one could hear us.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, notice how it was 2 p.m. up there.
Right.
Yeah. It's actually 2 a.m. down here.
Oh my goodness. I would have knocked.
But no, it's okay. It's all right because I don't even have like a big day tomorrow or anything. So it's fine. I was happy to see you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the air bottle.
Save your lives.
Can I try the air bottle?
Oh, yeah.
Just
thank you. Great.
Try the air bottle.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
I let it fly out into the water.
Okay. Yeah, you gotta hold on. God. You gotta hold on to that thing
and
tight.
The thing is, I could actually use some air right now.
Okay, four rules. We have four rules here.
Just grab that. You got the gallon behind you. That gallon of air.
Here you go. Here's a gallon of air.
You're kidding. You are kidding me as well.
All right, no more air bottles.
Oh, my God.
We have five rules here. We only have five rules.
He wanted to do it, too. He wanted to test out the air thing, too.
All right, just go ahead and just kiss, whatever. I'm not going to look, obviously.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to look this time. I did not look that time.
The crew of the Pequod, like most of them, in fact, just start making out under the company of the spermaceti host. Later, the Pequod rendezvous with other whaling vessels, and when two whaling ships meet up, it's called a GAM. So the next time the Pequod GAMs with the Samuel Enderberry of London, which is captained by Captain Boomer. Captain Boomer actually lost his right arm to Moby Dick.
Oh, shit.
Although he carries no ill will toward the whale, Captain Ahab is having none of this, and he rushes back to his ship and ends the meet.
Oh, don't tell me this is Captain Boomer. He always has such outdated views. I don't even want to talk to him.
Where is he?
Hey, everybody.
Oh, no.
I think Moby Dick is kind of just an awkward guy. I mean, realize that. You ever, like, meet somebody and you're like, I don't know, I'm going to eat your arm. You ever do that?
I just want to quickly point out that this guy only has a left arm and it's not as incredibly jacked as Captain Ahab, so I'm still a little confused why his left arm is so jacked.
Oh, my gosh.
Although his other leg is ripped AF.
Let's look at my leg. Yeah, look at my leg.
Right. His leg is ripped.
Your left arm. How did it get like that?
Bro, the bigger question is, how did I lose my leg?
We all know it.
How did I lose my leg?
No, I know he
we
lost
know
your
Moby
leg.
Dick like, ate
like,
it.
We all know. Yeah, just like my arm. I'm curious about why your arm's so big.
Can you guys get a load of Captain Boomer? He's saying such outdated stuff. I think we all forgot about my arm.
I feel like he's got a positive attitude for losing his arm, which, I mean, not to like be that guy, but it seems like it would be harder than your leg. You just kind of wobble. He can't play video games.
Oh, Captain Boomer, who did you vote for? Let me guess.
Okay, I think this guy's trying to do like a boomer thing. It's not gonna work. Okay,
yeah, that generation
Boomer,
hasn't even been born.
He voted for FDR.
I voted for FDR. I'm from London, by the way.
Oh, the boomers are young right now. Actually, yeah.
Whoa, he was just born. This guy's 4 years old.
Yeah, he's a hip. That's why you're so. That's why you have.
He's
such
a baby boomer.
With no jacked arm. Let's get back to it.
Excuse me, Captain Boomer. Would you mind if I just if I talk to this other crew real quick? I just have hi guys.
Hey,
okay, buddy.
Welcome to this gamma. This is such a fun gamma. I haven't had a gamma in a while.
Yeah. It's called a gam.
Yeah, gam.
Oh, sorry.
Great to be. This is my first gam. This is gonna sound really weird, but my name is Ishmael, and I think I might be on the wrong boat. I think I might have missed like a lot of important stuff.
Ishmael.
I don't want to say like the main character, but like I think I might have.
Oh, you've been, and I understand the confusion because we're both ships guys, looking for Moby Dick,
exactly.
And he has his arm missing, and he has his leg missing. I so totally.
I kind of just have this biographer following me, and he wants to tell the great American story. So
yes,
is it possible if I could join Captain Ahab's ship? Is that fine?
They're bringing out the cake. We got to sing Happy Birthday real quick.
Oh, I'll let you. I'll let you.
No, come sing Happy Birthday.
Are you sure? I didn't bring anything though.
Sorry, I didn't mean to invite.
What does Ahab have that I don't? What are you looking at?
He told me not to talk about it.
No, go ahead. Talk about it. I want to hear about it. I'd like to hear about it. What is it?
He said that last night at 2 p.m., they found something magical. A place where not only can you breathe underwater, but it's really fun to be able to. And that's all he said.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
2 a.m. American Standard Time, but 2 a.m.
Okay,
no, C time.
That's cool.
I still don't understand what that means.
Thanks.
But I'm excited.
Have fun. Have fun. I hope you guys have fun because that sounds really cool to be on a ship and just do kind of main character shit.
I'm sorry, Captain
Boomer. Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Have fun.
Okay.
Later.
All right. Well, let's just sing. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I'm sorry.
Happy birthday, dear Samantha. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, so we found a good volume then.
Yeah, that was very... She's asleep now.
Should we eat the cake?
Yeah.
Yeah. She never saw that, because she's been asleep the whole song, so she never knew that we had a
Ishmael,
cake. Yeah?
Your ex is looking at you.
We just met. Did you stalk me on Instagram?
Oh, sorry. I guess I assumed your captain was your ex, because I sort of have a thing with my captain. Well, I don't think he knows it, but I want to eat his leg.
Ishmael rejoins the crew of the Pequod as Captain Boomer goes off to do Boomer-related things. Ahab sets sail next for Perth, where he brings a bag full of racehorse shoes to a blacksmith to have it forged into the shank of a special harpoon he intends to kill Moby Dick with. He also smelts razors into the harpoon's barb and then tempers the finished harpoon with the blood of Queequeg.
What?
Because Queequeg is like Polynesian, so he's thinking like, oh, the magic from Queequeg's blood will like...
Oh, I thought I died for this.
Will like anoint the blade.
Oh, no. Queequeg was down with that. He was like, yeah. He was like... Yeah, let's put my blood on it.
Are you gonna eat it? Or
yeah. Oh yeah, you want to eat my thumb?
No. We're making a harpoon.
Hello.
Oh right.
I'm a blacksmith boy. How are you doing?
Well, we're here to make a harpoon, and I'd love to give you some of my blood to anoint it because I'm Polynesian. Yes.
Hey. Knock, knock, knock.
Oh, hi. Oh my gosh. Are you okay?
I've just come from the horse races.
Oh, thank God.
I have a ton of horses. And we need shoes for them now, or else the race can't go on.
How many shoes?
About 56.
I don't think we have any.
It's not even. That's good.
56.
That's good because horses have four legs.
Is that multiple by four?
Sure, yeah. I don't know. I'm a pirate.
Yes. That is 14 sets of horses.
Do you have anything?
I don't think we have any shoes or anything like that.
That will take me about 8 weeks.
No. That's okay.
That's
we'll work
too
on our
long.
Harpoon
this is
first.
A priority.
Hey, can you get to work on this harpoon, please?
What do you fucking need a harpoon for?
Please use the horseshoes.
Why do you need a harpoon?
We're gonna kill Moby Dick, the king of the ocean.
Oi! Moby Dick!
Oh,
yes.
Moby Dick's
on my shit leash.
Oh, good.
Stop!
Okay, cool.
Did he eat one of your body parts, sir? I can't see any missing from here.
No, you probably wouldn't.
Sorry about those horses. They're going to have to be a little less fast, and their feet might hurt
a little bit more. That's such a bummer. Can I give you a hand with your bag?
Oh, where did it go? Where did it go,
right
guys?
There.
Nobody knows.
Throw it in the fire. Throw the shoes in the fire. Melt the iron. No, because you can throw it in the fire.
Iron people shoes. That's weird. I've never heard of iron people shoes.
You know that's not what I meant.
What sort of shoes are in there?
Cut my thumb to put my blood on this harpoon soon. I'm going to freak out. I'm going to have to gnaw on something. Can I not? Can you give me your hand?
No.
Can I gnaw on your hand?
No, we don't want to.
Then make this harpoon.
Yeah, she's going to gnaw on my hand.
You know how loud the horses are if they don't have shoes? It simply doesn't comply.
Oh, no. They are noisy without shoes?
Yeah.
I hate noise. I'm sorry, but this harpoon project of yours will have to wait.
What? You hate noise more than you hate Moby Dick?
Yes.
Wait, what is higher on your shit list, noise or Moby Dick?
Probably Moby Dick, the devil, and noise.
Whoa. No.
It's too loud.
But you're a blacksmith. That's so loud.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you gotta
life
bang
is that. Torture. Everything is so loud. That's why it takes me so long to make horseshoes. I have to hammer really quiet.
Oh, no. I know a way we could solve your problem.
How?
No.
I could eat those tasty little ears of yours, and you will never hear anything again.
That's bloody brilliant. Okay.
Okay.
Ow! Ow!
This is going to take a while because it's mostly cartilage. This is a little hard to eat. So,
and so Queequeg... Vincent Van Gogh, the blacksmith, into finishing the harpoon, much to the chagrin of the shoeless horses at the racetrack.
The 50.
Later, when they're back at sea, tragedy strikes when a typhoon hits the Pequod. It springs a leak, an oil leak, below deck. Queequeg has to clean up the oil and develops a chill and a fever from working under the, from just sweating below deck for so long. The carpenter makes a coffin for Queequeg. Queequeg tries it for size, but later rallies and his health is restored, and Queequeg leaps up and suggests that they use the coffin as a spare rescue vessel if people are lost overboard.
Okay, if you're not gonna use it for, if you're not gonna die.
Sorry.
We all thought you were
sorry, I got
die.
Better.
Whatever.
Sorry.
Whatever.
I would like you to at least use it, and the way we would use it is by pushing you into the ocean in the coffin. Do we just want to, for the sake of my, you know, just how I feel, it was a long commute to get out here. Can we just put you in the coffin, toss you in the water?
And would you mind if I joined you in the ocean?
Well, I think,
Okay, so you two get in the coffin. Here we go. Pushing you in. Ready?
Okay.
You're in there?
Okay. Grab your arm. You're coming with me, buddy.
Oh, okay. This better be real. The thing you were talking about?
Yeah, no,
this
I'm telling you. Whoosh. A guy will come here.
We're in the ocean.
Yeah. There's a guy who...
Oh, God.
Welcome. Oh, one second.
Yeah.
What the hell? You swallowed the breathing device. You can't breathe like that. That's going to make it so much... Okay. Sorry. I need to make it very clear what just happened. I did not kiss you.
Yes.
I gave you mouth-to-mouth CPR so that you could breathe. Mm-hmm. That was not a kiss. That is not why you are breathing right now.
Okay. He kissed me, stole me.
I don't know if I can breathe right now.
You just said that. I'm not... You have a breathing device. I'm not touching you. You're good.
We came back because we wanted you to show us around your place and see all the cool things.
Okay, just because you have this cool guy, Ishmael... I'll bring you around.
Yeah, Ishmael, he's cool.
Just keep the kissing to a minimum and do not pretend like you're drowning.
Can you just sort of walk us through your day-to-day, what it's like down here?
Yeah,
it's mostly like opposite, it seems like, most
yeah,
things.
Yeah, so welcome to Sperma City. It's mainly a brothel.
The whole ocean?
Well,
or Sperma City?
The Atlantic.
Gotcha.
The Atlantic is a big brothel.
The Atlantic is a big brothel. The thing is, once you get deep enough.
Whoa. That person's making out with a whale. Is interspecies relations cool down here?
Moby Dick is a little awkward. He's just figuring things out.
That's Moby Dick.
That's Moby Dick.
So over here, this is our massive our lobby. So you guys could feel free to
just do some brothel activities.
Yeah, yeah. Bye, Moby. See you later.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's taking off.
We should probably go after him.
He's taking off.
Let's go get him. Why don't you get us set up with a room and we'll maybe sort of just. I just want to explore Spermacita.
Yeah, okay. More. I'll leave you guys completely off on your own. And
okay.
I'll go. I won't even be looking. I'll just be setting up your room.
Okay, thank you.
Just make sure that you're, extremely quiet. Like, no, not quiet, silent.
Okay, we can do that.
Starting now.
Oh, that's Moby.
That's Moby Dick.
It
seems he is sensitive to vibrations.
Yeah, he has gas issues. Yeah. That's his stomach.
He's hungry.
Oh, he's hungry.
He's so big that he talks slow.
How should we kill him? Should we strangle him? Should we try to grab each other's arms and strangle him?
Holy shit, that arm is so big. How did that arm get so big?
Wait, dude, oh, Moby Dick is talking to
you. He's eyeing me down. What do I do?
Oh my God, I'm so hungry.
But the guy, I forgot his name, told us to be quiet.
Oh my God, I'm going to go for it.
No. You start swimming. You swim that way. Chase him. I have a harpoon. Harpoon throw.
Ow.
Yeah.
Ow.
That's right. Fuck you, Moby Dick.
Yeah, we got him.
Hey.
Oh. He's trying to kiss you.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I have a wife. Oh my God.
Is the harpoon killing you, or are you mostly just emotionally distraught?
Yeah. I'm distraught. I need to go back to my lair.
Oh, no, the harpoon is...
You kissed me, buddy. Let's get that clear. You knew you had a wife, and you kissed me.
No.
You came to the Atlantic, and you knew what you were getting into.
Archimedes, did you see this? This guy, did you see this? Do you see what happened?
We saw you kissing some lady, too, before, so don't act like you think you're...
Moby Dick is a dick.
You're a player, Moby.
I'm just awkward.
I'm taking my harpoon back.
Ow!
Moby Dick flees the scene, ashamed of his infidelity. Queequeg and Ahab chase after him. In the final chapter of the book, they end a 3-day pursuit by getting out of the Pequod and into harpooning ships. Moby Dick is pissed. He's thrashing around. He's striking all the vessels. One such strike sends all of the crew flying, and Ishmael is left adrift. Captain Ahab strikes the whale with the harpoon, but the line gets tangled, and he stoops down to free it. As he does so, the line loops around his neck. As the stricken whale swims away, Captain Ahab is dragged along and brought down into the ocean, and that's it for Captain Ahab.
Mad. My wife left me. I'm so mad. Perhaps Heath could edit in a car crash sound. Ha ha ha. Oh, I made a big crash. Ha ha ha.
He's on land.
Oh my God. He had little legs. How are those tiny little legs holding his big whale body?
Well, wait a minute. Why is his left leg so jacked?
Yeah.
Wow. That's how we do. Never mind. That's okay. Don't even worry about that.
His wife left him.
No judgment.
I'm not going to lie. He's a lot less scary now that he's on land because he's so unstable.
Cute. He talks slow. He moves slow. He can't breathe. So
yeah.
I need to. Can you give me a.
I gave him breathing air kisses.
Darla! No! That was for breathing purposes! Oh my God! Why do you keep doing this?
You asked me this time.
I'm so hungry.
Oh. I'm getting him this time.
I smell a bicep that is suspiciously large.
Fight me like a man. Oh. I'm right here, buddy.
Oh no, he's going hand-to-hand
right
combat.
Here.
Oh no, right. With a whale.
No.
He's doing fist right. combat with a whale.
I'm gonna hit him with a left jab. He's not gonna know what hit him.
I'm trying to surprise him.
Okay.
Hey, look over there. Look over there, Moby.
Ow.
It's like throwing pebbles at a giant. It's not going to do anything.
Yeah, you got him, but it didn't. Yeah, like, it just barely hit
him. He could do this all day.
Seems phased.
He's got a lot of blubber. Do you know how much Kohl's cash is on him right now?
Oh, my God. That's like a microwave or something we could get if we killed him.
What did you
it's
say?
Like a couple dollars off a microwave. Yeah.
Yeah, $2 off a microwave. You
can... Right jab, left hook.
Stop hitting me. I'm always getting accosted by Kohl's customers who are trying to get a bargain. Tell you what. All this talking has made me so hungry. Ahab, you're done, buddy.
Oh, so it's a real fight you want.
Here I come.
Okay, did you bring a weapon, Captain Ahab?
I brought these.
That's not going to do anything.
What about the harpoon we made?
I also brought the harpoon. Yeah, wait, can someone get the harpoon?
Yeah, I'll go get the harpoon.
This is why you've been chasing the whale for 32 years.
I'm rummaging through myself. Where did we put that harpoon? I'm sorry, guys.
Get into
my
mouth.
Do you guys remember where we put it? Birthday party up above us. Do you guys remember where we put the harpoon? God, I can't find the harpoon. What should we do? I found these two bananas instead.
All right.
Maybe pretend they're guns
Can
and he'll be freaked out.
My teeth?
I got two
bananas.
No! No, you were supposed to pretend
I
they were guns.
I love bananas.
Because he's a whale. He doesn't have guns on his.
Chomp.
He ate the bananas. He just ate the tips of the bananas.
You feel better now?
Yeah, yeah, I feel better.
Okay, he's talking fast now.
Oh, yeah. My God. Right.
He was hungry this whole time.
I'm so sorry, guys.
And
I was
just
hungry.
That's why you eat a little
I think
snack
we realized that Moby Dick just had such a bad rep because he was hungry. That's why he was eating limbs.
Oh, my God. He just ate the captain.
No. Can you spit him out, please?
Oh, come on.
Spit him out.
Come on.
Spit him out.
Can you just spit out his leg?
Oh, yeah. What? Good. Flirt with him.
Oh, spit! Can you?
There
oh,
are so
hey!
Many people in here.
Can you just chew? Can you give me his leg, please?
What? Come on!
Give me
There's
his leg.
Like 100 people in here.
Wait, so you're not really hungry?
Wait a minute!
100 people—that's got to be enough for one whale.
Oh no!
How would you know how much food people are?
I am so lonely. I need 101 people to hang out with
no.
me.
No, is this ever since your wife left? You've
not
just
it.
Been gathering people. Not it.
No, you're too late, buddy. Right. You're too late. Get in there.
Fine. All right.
Stay in there.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
See you later. Give me his leg. Just one leg, please.
Okay, I'll give you a leg.
Yes.
Here you go.
Ooh.
All right, everybody's happy. I'm going back in the ocean.
Oh, my friends
it's
are dead.
It's so quiet in here. No, but we can be loud because it's insulated, so we can be as loud as we want.
All right, but do we have to do laundry or dishes or anything like that? Does anyone know?
Moby Dick,
excuse
what's
me,
the
Moby
ruling?
Dick, what's the ruling on that?
Okay, everybody, do your own dishes.
Okay, cool.
Don't stimulate my blowhole. And absolutely no noise.
Oh, no.
No noise.
Stimulate his blowhole, see what happens.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right. I'm gonna try to stimulate his blowhole here. You ready? Oh. Okay. Here we go.
Is something supposed to happen when he do it?
Bah! Oh, you just ended it off.
We're all coming out.
You guys,
we're all coming out.
Welcome back.
Okay. All right. 101 people. Get out of this whale. Now we can make as much noise as we want.
I'm not gonna lie. That felt. Never mind.
And so everyone was freed from Moby Dick's jaws. And Ishmael was rescued, and now you know all about Moby Dick.
Yay!
Wow. Hey, that really happened, right?
Some very creative names.
Starbucks, right?
Yeah.
The inventors of Starbucks considered Pequod as the name of the
That would have made life so much more fun. I'm going to go. You want to go get some Pequod?
Some Pequods?
Oh, I'm addicted to Pequod.
Yeah. Ugh. Don't talk to me
but
before
the,
my
they
Pequod.
Were only, they were only down to names of characters
Moby Dick.
In Moby Dick.
How
that
come?
Was one inspiration.
I'll go to Stubbs.
Would you guys have wanted to go on like one of those ships, like if that was your career?
No.
I'd rather go on like a Disney cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a river cruise. Those seem a little safer than like an ocean cruise because like you're on a river. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I could swim out of a river, but an ocean.
I feel
like
I've only seen those like whaling ships in the context of like stormy seas and at night. Do you think it was ever just nice? Like they were just like whaling, but it was nice weather and it was daytime. And they're like, this is nice.
It's time to start romanticizing the whaler life.
Yeah.
I heard that's why people don't put elbows on the table because that's what sailors used to do because the ship would tilt. And so they put their elbows to like catch stuff. So it signified the lower class, the working class, because if your elbows were on the table. But that was from a TikTok, so it could maybe not be real. But
next time I put my elbows on the table, I'm going to pretend that I'm like flopping all around.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. But. Also, you know, manners and stuff. Maybe they thought about that before ships.
What about wearing a hat at dinner?
Oh.
Hats. Now. Sailors used to wear hats?
Their heads used to be going, whoa.
Yeah, because they would go.
Their hair would go crazy.
My hair.
Played baseball. Ah.
Yeah.
They wore bandanas.
Yeah.
You guys think whales are real?
Yeah.
I mean,
believe in them.
Have you guys ever seen a whale?
No.
No.
I haven't.
I actually have not. Okay. I guess people are just saying the whales exist. Interesting.
Yeah, you've never even...
You go whale watching and you see some other cool animal, but you don't see a whale, but you see something really cool. Do you consider that a success or is that a failure?
Depends on the animal. If I see a cheetah in the ocean, that's pretty
fun.
Yeah, I'd be like some zoo shipment got turned over in the freaking...
Madagascar situation.
I was like, oh, we got
If I see a bunch of boxes filled with like one giraffe and one lion...
And a hippo and a zebra.
That's a dub.
Okay, they're doing a live action
I got my money's
Madagascar.
Worth. But they're not filming it. It's just like we happen to see it.
Yeah. These animals just watch Madagascar
sort
and we're like,
catamaran.
Let's do that. Oh, yeah.
The specific sailing boat.
Oh, I thought that was the person that played
the
hippo.
Do they know why whales, like, you know, when they jump and they go...
Breach.
What? Yeah, why do they? I know they come up to get air, but like, why do they make such a big show of it?
They do it for like insurance companies' logos and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, that's fun as hell. You're like jumping off a diving board. Yeah. So like, if you're a whale and you're literally in water all the time, I feel like you'd be jumping up and down, freaking trying to make splashes.
Yeah.
Probably that feeling as it goes back into the water feels real good.
You're in a big splash competition and you're going up against a whale.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Good luck.
You guys watch Avatar Way of Water?
Good luck, buddy.
Most of that movie is just about whales.
True. Mm.
Long distance communication. The sound travels faster the harder the splash is.
So the smacks are for sound?
Talking? It's to convey messages such as mating readiness.
Oh, so they
I'm
go
ready.
Up and say,
I'm ready.
But they're communicating to a much larger area.
The whole ocean.
Like, hey, guys. Yeah. Anyone coming?
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo! Right. They're like, fuck, I'm setting my radius higher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I've had it with these.
I've had it with these like, I'm only looking local, for local flops.
No. I'm ready to get it back out there. Ready to get back out there.
Yeah. And then some like dolphin in, or not a dolphin. Whoa. Another whale is like, oh my God. I just heard David's flop. That was a big one.
Was that David?
Yeah, that's David. God. Oh my God, let's go.
His flop is so dreamy.
Yeah, his flop is so big. Yeah. It's huge. Yeah, it made such a loud vibration through the ocean. I could hear. I'm in Australia. He's in the north of it. He's over by Africa.
That's crazy. You got big flop. You better hurry there before someone else gets to
David. I know, before someone else jumps on that. Mm. Well, I had a whale of a time.
I had a whale
of a time filming this episode with my boys.
Yeah, I had a whale of a time too. Hey,
I had a whale of a time shooting this podcast.
And one last question before we head off. So, if there was a whale on land, mm-hmm. and you were a person on land,
yeah,
and it had to flop, but it was doing you were racing in a football field.
Okay,
let's remember how long a football field is about.
One whale
is about a third of a whale, I think. Right?
Oh, really?
Is that right?
Who
would win, the whale or you?
Me, for sure.
Me.
Yeah, probably them.
In my peak athletic condition?
Yeah.
The whales?
You two.
You two would win.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, do we get to like...
You two? Would I win as well?
You two would win. Okay. I would not win. Okay. I would not beat the whale either.
Too much respect?
Too much respect for the whale. Bless.
Buckle up, guys. That was We Didn't Read It.
Buckle up, everybody.
Thank you so much for listening. We Didn't Read It. You can listen to our podcast anywhere you get your podcast. Check us out on the YouTube channel. And also don't forget to subscribe and like and comment on American High Shorts, where we make sketch comedy about school, now, high school, college, all that jazz.
Do that in 3 seconds.
Okay. And welcome back, Enzerdap.
Yeah.
All right. And signing off.
Thank you, everybody.
And let's end it with some whale noises, so in case people are falling asleep to this, they can sleep.
Is that like just slow motion whales? And you do the normal motion whale. With it.
How is everybody doing today? My name is Justin. I'm a whale that works in finance in New England. I'm looking to move out to the West Coast if time allows, if I sort of, you know, if my job has flexibility. I don't know. I might go back to college. I'm kind of feeling a little burnt out here in the finance sector. I've always been into painting. I know I don't have to go to college, especially at my age. I'm 94. Whales live a very long time. That's kind of normal for me.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.